Welcome to another episode of Those Three Dudes Podcast. I am Luke.
I'm Alec.
And I'm Dave. Hey, we got the order right.
Hey, we did. And what's everybody drinking tonight?
Fake beer.
Water. So where's my bottle of water? Yes! It's even Kroger brand.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I got my Guinness in my stylish Yeti right here with, you know, this awesome logo right here. And then my favorite coffee company, Black Rifle Coffee, our non-official sponsor that is not a sponsor at all. And we sort of wish you were, but whatever.
Do we?
I do. Oh, God. I would take coffee and trade for just about anything.
They did some shenanigans, if I understand correctly.
What's the shenanigans?
I'm not going to go more into that. I don't feel like I know enough to say anything for certain. I shouldn't even say.
I mean, Evan Heffer, however you say his name, the CEO, has paid into different political parties in the past and stuff, but. I mean, with his own private money, not with theirs. So
I retract my statement, Luke.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to slander anyone on the air.
And then a shout out to my friends over at All in the Delivery podcast. We got an echo going.
I fixed it already.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. But I have Guinness in my coffee mug.
Nice.
Trying something different.
Yeah, I got that 70s porn stash going.
And, you know, I would just like to thank all you guys for being at my shindig last weekend. Especially Alec, because I know how
you are
hard
so welcome, buddy.
I know how hard that was for you to get over there to it.
3 days off there. On my belly in a ghillie suit.
Exactly. and the restraint, because I saw Dave trying to keep that beer from you.
There wasn't even any vegetation. It was just him crawling across the parking lot in a ghillie suit.
But he went all out. He even had dog turds sewed to it.
He's crawling across the ambassador bridge. Fucking full ghillie suit. CVP just like, bro, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
He just, there's four of them standing around him. He just freezes. Oh, shit. I don't know. Coming out of Toronto, like, you got to get the urban ghillie suit, just a bunch of 50-gallon trash bags.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Amber.
I guess I should try to actually get onto Twitch and see if I can actually see anything today. And since you guys introduced a whole new segment, are we going to go with that whole new segment?
Yeah, we are.
He's not
free from this.
So, where is that missing dude?
I am pretty sure he's out sucking dick for sport right now.
I mean, you're not supposed to give it away right from the start.
Well, I don't know. He didn't tell me that's what he was doing. I just assumed.
Oh, he didn't tell you? Yeah. Oh, shit. I didn't just give it away.
Out there going for the high score. For the love of the game.
I mean, you've heard of Limp Bizkit the game, not Limp Bizkit the band, right?
Nothing about what he's got going on is limp right now. Oh, poor Chris. First he loses his beard, tragic cross-dressing accident. Now he's out there just Gagging on wieners.
So
I told him what would happen if he didn't carry that Desert Eagle.
So has anybody else noticed this?
Trying to buy it.
You know, in every recent picture I've seen of him, he looks like Private Pyle.
Oh my God. You're right.
He looks like Private Pyle.
He's a combination of, he looks like a combination, without his beard, he looks like a combination of Private Pyle and Dana Carvey dressed up as a turtle.
Yeah.
My God, that's something I can't unsee now. John, you are absolutely correct.
Turtle.
He is on the corner trying to buy 9mm ammo, but he isn't using money for it. He's trying to trade services for it, if you know what I mean.
Oh. You guys have got some new viewers tonight, it looks like.
Well, I'm sure they're not here to see me because I haven't been on, what, a month almost?
Well, no, you were...
Other than rambling cursing in between.
It's coming.
Yeah, but those were some of the show's best moments, though.
those are the ones I clip for promos.
I was going to say I was trying to at one point, but then I'm like, I couldn't stop laughing at myself. So
join us next week as we talk about winter and Luke swears uncontrollably. Yes, individually, Amber, ping all of them individually. Like, call them out directly.
No, he is selling his SSB.
That pussy.
SSB is sweet, sweet butthole.
Oh.
Yeah. So, selling that pussy.
Shouldn't it be BH? SSBH?
It's a cult thing. Let's not get into it.
Cult members anyways.
Shut up, Luke. We were a cult member at one point.
That is true.
We ran the fucking cult.
We did. The leader of that cult even gave me his passwords for all of his shit at one point in time. And why I didn't take advantage of that, I have no idea.
I'm somehow not surprised by any of that.
I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Mostly because he was too drunk to remember himself.
Well, between that and, you know, making videos of him in sleeveless shirts.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. He doesn't listen to us, I don't think.
No, I could care less if he did or not.
This is the one episode he's going to actually listen to. I don't know. He's still... I still have him on MeWe.
Fuck it. Come find me.
Oh, he doesn't. Oh, I heard he's like 30 pounds heavier now. And
do they live in Florida or some shit?
Yeah, he moved to Florida, and his he's employed by the cult, so.
Well, there goes Luke's camera.
What? Oh, low battery. How am I on low battery when it's charging? Yeah, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to have a camera. So
yeah, we'll see how it goes. Welcome to those three dudes podcast, where technical difficulties are our specialties.
Especially from the editor. What would my official title be? I mean,
oh,
moderator.
Mod? I don't know.
I don't know.
The guy who does shit.
the guy who does web stuff.
Well, since our guest backed out on us tonight, what do we want to talk about?
I don't know, but we should probably finish the housekeeping real quick. So what's everybody holding?
My answer for what am I holding and what did I do for Liberty is the same thing, a mason jar full of marijuana. I harvested my plant last weekend while you guys were doing fun stuff. And
isn't that sort of fun too?
I mean, there was a lot of crying involved and cursing Luke, Dave, and Chris, and you know.
Why? A lot of crying involved.
I was just trying to get somebody to sit on your face. I'm sorry, man.
I know, but you didn't make it happen.
I tried. I tried, but I got in trouble.
I cannot be part of this. This is a family member. No.
Oh.
I feel like Pornhub is really normalizing that though, Luke.
And the Biden family.
Ooh.
Step bro, I'm stuck in the wedding cake.
So Dave, tell our audio listeners what you're holding.
$2.60 a round. 45 long colt that goes in my
gray, gray gold.
Yep, that goes in my beautiful 1873 Cattleman revolver. I can't wait to get out and shoot this thing. Right now it's sitting in my gun belt.
How many people have lockpick sets?
I have like three.
Okay. No.
Well, I'm playing with my lockpick set right now, which is what everybody should have if they can legally have one in their state. Because I know some governments are against people having the ability to be able to get into their own house without paying money.
I sent some to a buddy in California for a Christmas present. And I did some pretty extensive reading about making sure if it was legal or not before I did that. And surprisingly, in California, it is.
It is legal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Continue.
You can't, like, it's... It seems generally it's only a thing if you're caught with them in commission of a crime.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I've heard other things like you have to have an actual reason for having it in your possession or something like that in some areas. And I don't know. I mean.
So, the young lady that just joined the chat and said hi, that's Lenore. She is one of the few people in this world that I would probably go commit war crimes for. I told her today that I would murder an entire town full of orphan nuns with a hammer just to see her smile.
Orphaned nuns?
That's a pretty fucked up war crime.
Not even the point.
Orphaned nuns, though.
Yep. Not even the sharp part of the hammer, like not the pointy part.
The flat end of a ball peen?
Yep.
Those poor orphan nuns.
Yeah. I do it.
I wonder if there could be a town full of orphan nuns. Now you have the whole rabbit hole that you've started me down. Now I'm...
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's called the Vatican.
Wow. I mean, if we're doing that kind of show, I have material.
Big titty goth nuns.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, achievement unlocked. I'm into it.
So, in case my little nephew is somehow sneaking this podcast past, don't repeat anything that you've heard on this show to any of parents.
Whoa, hold up. That's kind of strict. Not any of it. You should take some things out of it. Like when your mom asks what you're doing, the only response you should give her is, do you have a warrant? And then walk yes! away. When, and then walk away.
Do you have a warrant? Are you...
If she says yes, ask her if she's wearing level 4 plates.
No, it's a gun-free house. So. Oh,
that's absolutely what she's going to be. First off, flamethrowers don't give a fuck what level plate you're wearing.
That is true. And it's not a gun.
John, quit hitting on my woman.
He totally is, too.
He is right now. What the fuck?
Or it didn't happen. Photos or it didn't happen.
I'm an Aussie. Suck it. Oh, God. I like you, too. I don't want to. Never mind. Anyway.
Anyway. Love the aviators there.
Thank you. They're safety rated. Fucking Chris is messaging right now, full well known we're doing the show.
Just ignore him. He should be watching right now anyways.
Yeah, tell him to get his ass on, you know, he in between like strokes.
He could be commenting.
He could be commenting. I mean, or turn the dudes so when he's pulling his head back, he can see the computer and then go back in.
He can just tape it to his belly.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. Right, right there.
He could use his nose to type.
Oh,
he says he's busy, so that confirms it.
Yep, he's definitely out sucking dick for sport right now.
No, for 9mm.
Oh, 9mm.
I think John nailed it.
Alex said earlier, it really is for the sport. The 9mm is just a bonus.
Right.
Oh,
he can pretend whatever it's for whatever he wants, but he's doing it for the love of the game.
Oh, shit. Are we actually going to talk about something tonight, or are we just going to keep talking on Chris? Either way, I'm cool. Like, whatever.
Oh, by the way, I already said this in the chat, but, you know, a step, you know, she is more than a step above from the last episode. I'm referring to the last episode when you said my wife is a step above the ex. I know it wasn't you guys. It was Chris.
She's way out of your league, homie.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. As long as we have that down.
She's way out of your league.
I mean, we've all married above our.
No. No, I haven't.
Well, the other three of us have married above our pay grade. Anyways, what shall we talk about? I thought we were going to talk about growing and harvesting your own marijuana with our expert from Canada.
Hardly an expert, but that's my only takeaway from it. I just like.
Now, are you going to show anybody your plant or just your neckerchief?
Can I put that up on Twitch?
I have no idea. Let's find out.
What are they going to do?
I mean, I showed our entire feed titties one night. We didn't get banned for that. So, and it is marked as mature. We should be okay.
Oh, wait. I'm a married man. I can't show my titties.
Oh, I got a picture for that.
That's not at all what I thought you were going to put on.
So is that your tomato plant right there that you're having trouble producing on?
No, it's marijuana. Are you fucking retarded?
Jesus Christ, dude.
No, so I just planted the weed on a lark, right? Like, I always kind of wanted to do it for shit. I really don't smoke enough pot to justify this amount of time or effort.
Yeah, but you can do it. So that's
right. So I threw a seed in some soil and fucking watered it, and I got a mason jar full of marijuana. But now, like, everything I do in my life, I'm like, I could have fucking done that better. So next year, I'm going to do, like, proper fertilizer and shit and see what kind of difference I can get out of it.
Just use trans fluid.
Sorry?
Just use trans fluid.
I mean, that might give you an even better effect when it, you know, it soaks in. Oh, okay.
Oh, it does.
Hell, you might as well just go all out and, like, just drain the oil pan of some beater car pour that in the soil, too. I mean,
see, now all you have to do is accidentally cut it with PCP. There's a story behind that. We'll get into that later.
There you go.
Ooh.
Titties.
No Hunter Thompson fans here, right?
No.
Buy the ticket. Take the ride.
Oh. I want to go shooting. John's right. I want to go shooting too.
Right now, Doggo's terrified because they're doing the fireworks for. You can't see him back there. He's terrified because they're doing the fireworks.
I want to do fireworks.
Yeah, it's our little town festival thing, and thank God
your little town.
Our little town. Yeah. Thank God my city email doesn't work, or I'd be stuck working.
Free the tiny.
Oh, you have tiny nips.
Oh, I'm muted. I don't know what to say about that. I've never put too much up under the size of my nips.
Respectfully, though, but they're tiny. All right, so we're gonna kind of wing this one tonight. So we had a plan, now we don't.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a special guest in case my internet decided to be absolutely stupid, which there's still time. I mean, but. And I was sort of hoping that Wayne was going to be on here, but yeah, Wayne got too busy.
Also sucking dick for sport. I'm starting to notice. You know what? I'm not really good at math, but I'm putting two and two together here.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, you got a good point. I mean, I think.
Oh, Chris is back. Luke has salami nips. He must be in between clients right now.
Yeah, must be. I mean, Chris, isn't there isn't there flights out of Lansing down to Louisiana, like straight flights? I mean, how do we know?
I mean, Chris is sucking dick for sport. Wayne is sucking dick for sport. It's just a pattern. My mind picks out patterns.
Yum salami.
So apparently, let's talk about this tonight.
You know, I was listening to your guys' last episode, and I'm like, God, I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about that. There's no point in me bringing it up 2 weeks later. So,
well, what was it? Like, we can.
I had something to throw in for every bit of it, but
so
since two of the people from that episode aren't on here, there's really no point. So,
yeah. Apparently,
although Chris is taking.
Oh, I'm not even acknowledging that.
Yeah.
So apparently Sequoia National Park is currently closed.
Fire?
Yep. Lightning strike or lightning strike, and the fire has actually made it to the edge of the forest, so they're trying to keep it under control the best they can.
Well, remember when they closed, I don't know if you remember, because that was, now that I think about it, that was quite a long time ago, but I remember when they closed Yellowstone because of that, because of fire. God, that was 20 years ago, at least.
I don't know why I'm at all surprised. Like, this entire country burns every year.
It burns every year. I mean, not as much as, say, the Aussies do or anything, but no offense to the 18-year-old down in Australia.
God doesn't even like that place.
I mean, it was a prison island. It literally was.
So this year,
John, you're a descendant of a prisoner.
So this year, the wildfires haven't been nearly as bad as they have been in the past. Oh, did they find where she's at? So did you guys hear about...
What?
Did you guys hear about the chick that's been missing for now 3 weeks?
No. So
apparently there's...
you got to be more specific than that.
So no, apparently there's body cam footage of her sitting in the back of a cop car crying. Because apparently somebody called the cops. Her and her boyfriend had gotten into a fight. And the cop had asked her why she was hitting him. And she said, because he keeps trying to get me to go with him. And so they separated them. He apparently took her on a road trip across the country and came back without her.
So in other words, she's in a hole someplace.
She's probably dead. But apparently they are searching a wildlife preserve right now. And they've also started to search the Grand Teton in Wyoming and parts of Yellowstone.
And there's a chance that since they probably will not find the body, that he's just going to get away with it.
He's refusing to tell them anything. He will not tell them where they are or where they went, anything. He's just keeping his mouth absolutely shut, and they're like begging him to say something, and he's just not saying a fucking word about it.
I have a friend that her nephew killed his landlord down in Detroit. That's a long time.
Fucking surprise.
With a baseball bat, and because the cops could not find the body, they could never fully charge him for it at all.
Well, that's what's going on. They're still looking for that girl, Danielle, I think her name is, that went missing from work in Southfield. They're still looking for her, and it's been 4 years.
Yeah.
And the guy refuses. Like, they found her blood in his car and in his house, and he still refuses to say anything about where she's at.
What, is he just on the loose? How does that work?
Oh, no, he's sitting in jail. Because they gathered enough evidence to charge him with something. I don't remember what. But, he refuses to tell them where he buried her. I hate this place.
What, Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I hate Lansing. No offense to anybody in Lansing, but your town smells like a sewage dump.
I hate Toronto, and offense to every one of you mask-wearing clowns.
So I think it's time for me to leave. It's time for me to move.
Hey, move up here. House next door is empty.
I'm not moving up there.
Why not? I get to see bald eagles every day.
Because I'm already pretty sure that you sit out in my bushes because I see the lawn chair. Like, I don't want to.
Are you sure that it's my lawn chair or Chris's lawn chair?
It's a lawn chair.
Because I don't generally use a lawn chair. I use one of those tripod things.
Which one are you referring to, Chris? Are you referring to the dude in Southfield, or are you referring to the dude that took his girlfriend across the country and came back without her?
Cries in Finnish.
Oh, yeah. Lenore's from Finland.
Oh. I guess yeah. I should have been reading the whole chat. I haven't been, so I'm like looking at it piece by piece and going, what the hell is going on? Not to mention, thank you, Twitch, for censoring my chat log, so I have to click on every damn star thing that you think is kinky is somehow censored.
Yeah.
The chat doesn't make a whole lot more sense if you have read the whole picture.
Oh, okay.
It really does.
Your filthy horror is censored. Jeez. Shit is censored. Come on. Ah, and I almost accidentally blocked Chris.
I'll do it intentionally. The guy's name is Floyd Galloway Jr.
Jesus yeah, Christ.
As of 2019, they still hadn't found where she is. No. She's been missing since 2016, so it's actually been 5 years.
That's a serial killer name if I've ever heard one.
Well, apparently he used to he would hang out at one of the parks where people used to jog, and it's not the first time that he's tried to do something like that. Somebody had called the cops and reported him for attacking her while she was running, but she managed to get away. And they couldn't get a good idea of what he looked like, so he got away with that one.
You know, that almost sounds like, I think it was back in the 80s when there was a woman that went missing from a beach up in the Tawas area. And like the only lead that they really had to go on was there was like a creepy guy that was just sitting on a park bench.
Wasn't that the dude that got picked up in Florida? Like, it was like 30 years later, they picked him up in Florida because he tried to do the same shit down there.
Might have been. My mom was always obsessed with it and stuff. And my family had a cottage up in Tawas City. So we'd go there every summer. And yeah, she saw some creepy dude sitting on a park bench and she's like, maybe that's the guy. And I'm like, it's probably not him. But what was I going to say? Oh, so there was a double homicide and two missing little girls on my route the other day. And thankfully they were found safe and everything. One, like their father is still on the run. The accomplice was caught with both the girls or whatever, but it triggered an Amber Alert in the middle of the night, and my wife was looking at the Amber Alert like website and everything, and she's like, this is sad. There's kids on there that have never been found like 4 months later, 6 months later and stuff, and it's, you know, they're gone. If they're still alive, they've been sold off as the slave trade or something.
Speaking of Amber Alerts, what do they expect me to do every time they send those out? Like, am I supposed to just hop up in the middle of the night and get my goddamn Batman suit out and hop in the Batmobile and go track these people down?
Well, I have a fucking rant about that. Dave, 100%, if you're going to send me that shit, I need, like, vehicle description, license plate, last known location, and fucking authorization to use force. So don't wake me up at 2:30
in the morning. Wake me up at 2:00 in the goddamn morning. If you're gonna wake me up and I'm getting up for this, like, somebody's gonna bleed.
Yeah.
I mean here it's like province wide. They'll send me shit from fucking like 2 hours up north. Like, what the fuck am I gonna do with this information?
Yeah, let me just climb up on the roof and watch all the cars drive by. Maybe I'll see it.
Well, and it's like, you know, everybody, including the abductor, is getting this Amber Alert. So suddenly, you really think he's going to be like transporting or like putting the kids someplace where they'd visibly be seen, or he's going to still be driving the same vehicle?
I will say this for the program. It has had some moderate success here. And I mean, every child brought back home.
Megan, is the Silver Alert, is that when the old people wander away?
I've never gotten the Silver Alert, so I have no idea.
I don't know that was a thing.
I think that's where the old people wander out. We had something like that happen here a couple of years ago. She apparently thought her dog had escaped, but there was no dog.
Yeah, John said it's older people.
Yeah, that was
so like me in like 2 years.
Yeah, well now, but whatever. That was a pretty fucked up call because we ended up pulling her out of the lake.
Oof.
Yeah, she drowned.
Yeah, that'd be a fucked up call to go on. So let's see. Do we have any other topics that we? I mean,
I don't know. We weren't really prepared for this.
I know. I mean, we were going to talk a little bit because we were going to have a military winter survival, like trainer on. We were going to talk a little bit about winter preparedness. I mean, yes. I guess we could talk a little bit about winter preparedness.
Yeah, we can. And when he comes on, we can kind of go in depth about it since Luke wants to be Jon Snow today.
I had the perfect joke, too. I was going to say, being a Canadian, I'm something of a winter survival expert myself.
Of course, didn't we talk about winter survival just recently?
Well, we didn't really talk a whole... We talked about, like...
Cold weather
survival. Yeah, cold weather, like, for bug out scenarios and things like that. But I kind of figured it would be cool to, like, touch on, like, actual, like, in the forest, winter camping, things like that.
Yeah, let's wait until he gets on here.
Yeah, I think he'll be able to kind of shed some light on some things that we're just not smart enough to know yet.
Any of you viewers have any questions or anything? You know nothing of Jon Snow. I saw like the first season, so that's about the majority of what I know about Jon Snow. I heard the whole series ended in a very like non-dramatic, shitty ending, and then I don't want to watch it. So.
Oh yeah, they talked about winter coming for like 6 whole seasons, and then it came and it was terrible. It was just disappointing. Same thing happens with me, but whatever.
I mean. Two pump done.
Let's talk about things Winter Soldier could do with his robot hand.
It was a lame ending.
Oh, winter's coming.
The chemist. Who's Megan the chemist?
She is also from Discord as well.
Fuck you, Twitch. Why is it that you have to censor a whole damn sentence?
Because Chris is being Chris again.
Can stars. It's like, yeah. What the hell? Click on it. Your dick touch your asshole.
Yeah, because it's Chris.
And he wants to know. Chris, stop acting like you haven't been spying on me while I'm in the bathroom anyways.
Oh, tonight's been a shit show.
Did we discuss what the Winter Soldier could do with his robot arm?
We didn't, and I'm kind of like interested here. Like,
I have no idea what the fuck you nerds are talking about.
What happens if it malfunctions? Like, and his grip just gets too tight? Does he just like rip it off?
It's referring to it's referring to a Marvel character from Captain America.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen the movie, so I just saw one of the Avengers movie. I think he was in it too. So, and I just recall that he had like a robot or a metal arm or something like that, or hand or something, some shit. I'm nerdy, but I'm not that new school nerdy. Although I really want to see the new Ghostbuster movie coming out. What is it coming out next month? I think
I need to get my Rubik's Cube out so I can work on my dexterity.
You know, I got something for that I used to always use back in the paintball days that made me look sort of gay playing with it all the time. But these little chimey Chinese ball thingies.
Yeah, that's the part that made you gay.
So for those who are just listening and not watching, Luke's actually playing with the Chinaman's balls right now.
I'm sure Chris was super turned on right then. Yeah, there's a new Ghostbusters Afterlife. Look up Dan Aykroyd might actually be in it, because one of the previews I saw, it was like he picked up a phone and you just hear his voice say they're closed or whatever, but it's supposed to be, I believe, Egon's great, or Egon's sister inherits some old house that he had like out in the middle of nowhere after he passed away, and she's poor and was left by her husband and has her two kids or something, and they find like a treasure trove of all the old Ghostbuster equipment and stuff, including, I guess, where Egon stored all of the spirits and stuff or something, is what I'm getting from the actual preview and everything. And like, it erupts sort of like in the first movie where like all of them come out of the sky or whatever.
I hope Bill Murray's in it.
I don't know. I haven't. Yeah.
Bill Murray's one of my favorite people just because of the fuck games he plays. Like, there's a story of some guy saw him in a McDonald's in like New York or some shit like that. He walked up and took a handful of fries off his tray and said, "Nobody's ever going to believe you." And then ate them and walked away.
How is LMAO censored material?
We don't question it. Just let it go. Apparently, if you invite Bill Murray to a party and he's in the area, he will show up.
I could see that.
He will show up to it.
So what we need to do is we need to send him like an invite to some no-name awards festival that's going on here around Michigan. And then when he shows up and finds out that there is no awards festival, we just like send him an invite.
We just kidnap him. Just gonna kidnap Bill Murray. That'd be the coolest way to go to jail. What are you in for? Kidnap Bill Murray?
He came to a basketball game, huh? FSU. Florida Probably State. Not Ferris State.
Florida State.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Gators.
The Gators? Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything, guys. I'm sorry that this episode kind of sucks.
My first episode back and we suck.
Yeah, we need to get back to...
You know,
mistake was stopping ripping on Chris. Everything was good until then. Then we tried to get serious and the wheel fell off.
But then it starts to get boring after time, and we want to use that material like throughout the whole season and next season and the whole life of this podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's the Seminoles, that's right. I don't even know what the fuck a Seminole is, but whatever, that's who they are.
All I think of is Seminoles. Anyways, what was I going to say? Oh, should point out that we are opening up a merch shop on our website.
Yes, I forgot about that.
So far, not that it's that hard to figure out how to get to it, because it is not technically open to the public yet, but if you join our Discord...
share screens up if you want to give them a glimpse. We only have
that involves me actually like how do I do this without showing everybody the back end, because I really didn't want to show everybody my back end.
Bear in mind there's only two items listed right now because we are still building. One of them is possibly my favorite thing in the entire world. I will wear that shirt every damn day.
Let me get to, come on, computer. It is struggling. Oh, here we go. Okay. It should be coming up and let's see. Is it coming up for you guys yet, or is it just...
No.
Okay, yeah.
It just says, there it goes.
We only have two things up on it right now, but...
Yeah, Megan says you're deleting your search history.
Yeah,
He's married. That's on his phone.
That's what incognito mode is for.
But this one right here is specifically dedicated to Dave.
My pronouns are don't refer to me.
So Dave gets all the credit. I did just realize, I know it is not open to the public, but I also just realized that the shopping cart isn't working right now for anybody in the Discord that actually has the link and stuff. So, but I'll fix that probably tonight. So if you're in the Discord, you already have the link to it and everything. And we are planning on adding some, I am not into furries. That would be Chris.
Let me see if this works.
There's a lot of kink shaming going on here tonight.
No, I don't have that set up yet.
Hey, I'm not, who's shaming you? I'm not shaming your kinks. I mean, if you're into furries, you can be into furries. I don't care.
Our link to our Discord is now updated thanks to Amber, with a non-expiring link. So you can get to it from the Twitch stream at any time.
An expiring link before?
Yeah, because apparently I'm stupid.
So...
All this time you're telling people to join our Discord and they can't get to it.
So tell me, does the link on our website work right now?
Probably not. you might want to update that with a new link.
I could have sworn last time I tried it, it worked.
Oh, it does. Okay. John says it does work.
It does work? Okay.
Okay. So apparently just the one that I posted didn't work anymore.
Okay, fair enough.
So that should be good to go now. I updated that before the stream today. Also, we're one follower away from 50. So if you don't give us that one little extra just to push us over, you don't have to, but we would appreciate it.
Yeah, on Discord?
No, on Twitch.
We're on Twitch.
We are officially at 49. So if we get one more, we will be at 50.
Quick, Alex, show those boobies again.
Yeah, put those boobies up.
I'm on it.
Why is our follower number dropping?
Weird, like somehow 67 people just unfollowed us.
I didn't...
All this to have Amber make fun of my nips again.
Show bobs. Yeah, look at those. They are tiny. Jesus Christ. Somebody just like painted them on there. Like, they used a penny for reference. Cute little dime sized nips.
poor Alec is crying in a corner now.
Alec, I'll send you the money, dude. Like, go to a tattoo artist and get this bitch widened up a little bit.
The shit I do for you people.
You know you love us.
Oh.
I mean, I'm certainly no stranger to posting nudes and semi-nudes.
Here, I'm trying to see, get like a reference.
We got the picture of me with the vector in front of my junk. Where's that at?
I know that's on our website someplace.
Yeah,
it is on the website. Yeah.
We'll find that real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. So if any of you guys are watching, if any of you that are watching go to our website and search, God, it's the first episode you were in.
Yeah.
And you were just a special guest. I don't even remember what the hell were we even talking about? Type in Canada in the search, and it should pop up with Alec's first couple episodes that he was in before he was actually those three dudes.
No, Canada did not work.
I need to find the picture. Oh no, that would mean I need to find the picture of me sweeping a house in combat boots, boxers, and a plate carrier.
Why were you wearing boxers?
That's someplace. It was cold outside. That's someplace. I was almost in Canada, and it was the middle of winter. So I wasn't taking the boxers off.
I don't know where that picture would have been.
It's there someplace. We put it up. I remember specifically.
It wasn't the featured. It wasn't the featured picture. It was actually in the episode.
Yeah. So you'd have,
we'd have to watch the show notes and stuff.
Yeah.
Canadian bacon versus real. Yeah. Canadian bacon versus real bacon. Episode. What number is this? I don't know. It is from. When did I post this? August 16th, 2020.
This is real anticlimactic for our listeners.
I know.
We're going to find it.
Hold on. Hold.
Yeah, because I don't think I have the original anymore.
I'm going to go to the site. Everybody listen to me. Bacon in search. I guess I could be sharing screen right now, so that way you guys aren't all like, oh, he's just deleting his search history again. Okay. Canadian bacon versus real bacon. And there he is.
There it is.
There it is.
I wish we could zoom in on that gloriousness.
Hold on.
There's got to be a way. There we go.
Oh,
observe it in all its glory. the cat by white socks is what ties the whole fucking thing together.
There's a specific reason for that. That was an inside joke.
Oh, God. The white socks were, or the whole picture?
The socks.
Oh, okay. What's our stream look like?
We're about an hour in here.
I meant like what bad ass. Oh, America. my eyes. John, don't act like you haven't seen this before.
Alex, Megan says the socks stay on.
Hell yeah. I am firmly of the opinion that ankle socks are a female-only product. I know a lot of men are not on board with that philosophy. But, so I put the... there we go. Pulled those bad boys right up high and made a point. Get these fucking nipples off my picture.
Oh shit, that is awesome.
So I bought my first picture. I bought my first actual tennis shoes today.
Are they New Balances?
No, they are not New Balances or Nike Monarchs. I bought my first new tennis shoes in 7 years. So I don't have to wear work boots, steel toe boots, for the first time in like 7 years. So
I wear ankle socks and my riding boots all the time. Megan, what are you talking about?
Long socks only. Like how long? Like knee high, thigh high, or just crew socks?
Right. I rock the thigh highs for work. Look at this motherfucker right here.
That's hot, Dave.
They got a little bow on them in the front too. It's adorable.
Don't they also? Don't you also have like the garter, like the straps going down to it? Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
Now, wait. Are these the fishnet? Because I don't know if I would consider those to be socks.
No, they're not fishnets. What do I look like to you, a whore?
Oh, wait. Chris wears the fishnets. All of the above. Yes, John.
I'm going to shut my mouth before I say something stupid. I love
this. This whole episode has been nothing but something stupid. So,
well, I've got nothing else tonight.
I'm just enjoying the fact that I actually have internet tonight.
We're not going to drag this out for 3 hours just because your computer's working.
I got internet. We got to stay on.
I'm not doing it.
Fair enough.
We're going to have a marathon fucking podcast. It's just going to end up being Luke talking to himself.
So it's like me every day of my life driving around in a truck delivering packages. I'm pretty sure that like pedestrians like walking down the street.
I didn't call you a whore, Megan.
I never heard Dave call anybody whores besides himself.
I probably should have elaborated on the fact that showing ankles is ungodly. And this is a Christian podcast.
Wait, what?
Hey, on that note, so I got an email the other day that I have officially been an ordained minister for over 4 years now.
Lenore, I am a good Christian man. I give up. I gotta start doing this podcast sober.
or double down.
So, hey, did you guys talk about the vaccine mandates last time? Or was that not a thing yet? I don't know if that was a thing yet.
I don't remember the last podcast. The only thing I know is what we talked about for the first 5 minutes when it was playing in the background while I was setting up.
Shooting dogs. I know we talked about that. I'm still mad.
I think we did talk about it a little bit.
Probably. No, yeah, because I talked about what's coming down the Pike in Canada.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
In 4 days, I can't go to a restaurant or theater or gym.
I thought you could as long as you were outside.
Of course, so basically anywhere that you cannot wear a mask for the duration of the visit, you have to be vaccinated. So like restaurant, theater, gym, but like anything outside or anything where you can wear a mask is still okay for now. That's going to change real quick. Mark my words.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But
right now the vaccine mandate is any company that has 100 plus employees, and you know, next it's going to be 50 plus employees, and then 20 plus employees, and then 10, and it's just going to keep going down.
I mean, y'all could start acting like Americans.
We've been trying.
Yes.
The problem is there aren't enough people that want, nobody wants to fuck around and find out.
I know.
I mean, you said it in the last episode, the same people that called us conspiracy theorists for talking about vaccine passports are now like, why haven't you gotten jabbed yet?
No, I know. That's the most fucked up part, right? They called me crazy, and now they're like, why haven't you gotten your jab? And I'm like, you know, this is leading to the Chinese social credit system, right? And they're like, that's crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, when are you fuckers going to wake up?
And the stupid part is, you know, in the 60s with the hippies and not trusting the government, most of these fucktards are I shouldn't say most of them, but a lot of these fucktards were the same hippies that didn't trust the government back in the 60s. And now they're like, hey, you better go get your jab. Get on your knees.
I want to make it very clear to everybody that's listening. None of us are actually anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, we aren't.
No.
No, I mean, unfortunately, I can also admit that, you know, I got the jab for the swine flu. What was it back when that was big and stuff? Because my oldest son was a newborn, and they were like, oh, my ex-wife at the time was like, if you want to see him, you're going to have to get this shot. And so I did it. But
like, I'm pretty, this is not
a fucking vaccine. This is only a vaccine because the fucking FDA and the government changed the description of what a vaccine is. This is a an experimental genetic therapy procedure.
Don't get me fired up.
I had the polio vaccine, and I've enjoyed a nice life of not having fucking polio.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys were talking about, now I'll bring it up. You guys were talking about the spike proteins and everything. Mm-hmm. There is studies done by countries. Like, these are documented studies by countries, including our country, that show that their original hypothesis or in theory that the spike proteins were going to stay in the same region that you got the fucking shot. They're transmitting throughout your whole body now. And that's one of the biggest issues, is it's starting to attack your other organs. And Alec was right. It's dumbing down your nerve or your immune system.
Yep.
I mean, they've found this. And like, you know, any of the researchers or doctors who have brought this to light have been blackballed, have been threatened to the point where they've stopped talking about it.
Here in Ontario, any doctor who goes against the narrative faces a disciplinary review and can have their medical license revoked.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, NPR made the mistake of bringing one of them onto one of their radio shows because he had some big news, and they thought that it was going to be something like happy-go-lucky about the vaccine. And he's like, oh, this study, we've done our research and these studies coming out of Japan and everything. And he starts talking about how bad these vaccines are and stuff. And they're like, oh, we got to go to commercial break. Sorry, we don't have more time to talk to you and stuff. And like, they kicked him off. And like, Jack Spearco was trying to get him to actually come on his show and talk about it more. And he emailed Jack saying that he's been threatened. His life has been threatened so much over it. He's been like, all these, like, before he even said any of this stuff, like NPR was talking about how he's one of their most trusted researchers and all this stuff that he's done, all these articles that he's wrote and everything. And then they bring him on and he says this, and like, he's been completely blackballed, and they won't, he isn't allowed to say anything on the air anywhere anymore. I can't think of his name offhand. I could probably look it up, but
well, and check that, because I'm tired of the vaccine might be bad argument, right? You're never gonna yeah. convince these people who've bet their whole life on it. So yeah. so fine, let's not even have that conversation. The new studies out of Israel are showing that natural immunity is like orders of magnitude more effective than the vaccine. So why aren't we having that conversation?
Well, I can't remember what the percentage that they had, it was like, there was a 7 in it. I can't remember whether it was 7, 17 or 70%, something like that. Israel was finding that you're that percentage more likely to come down with, or to test positive with COVID if you've been vaccinated. Like, you're more likely to contract COVID from being vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Well, my best friend's vaccinated, and she had like a severe breakthrough case.
I believe it. I saw another study just today that they did a epidemiological. Fuck, I can't say that word. Anyway, they looked into a whole bunch of nurses who were fully vaccinated and found that they were transmitting higher viral loads than if you weren't vaccinated.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we were talking about it before we actually went on the air and everything about all the nurses that, well, all the medical staffs that are seeing all this shit happen to like the vaccinated people and everything, and they're resigning in droves. That's the whole reason why like all these ICUs and everything are at capacity, is because they're so short staffed. They can't be at their full capacity because that, okay. How scary is a pandemic when the vaccine is, the hospitals are having to, you know, fire and relieve staff for the most part,
mm-hmm.
Because they won't get vaccinated. I mean,
the pandemic's so deadly, we're willing to fire frontline yeah. workers for not bending the knee.
Yep, pretty much. I'm trying to find. I haven't done any research, so I don't know if this is accurate. It's a screen. It's like a picture of, I don't even know what news organization shared it. I'm sure it was probably Fox News or something like that. I just saw it floating around the MeWe universe and stuff that gave like the numbers of complications involved with different vaccines and stuff in like the past, I think it was like a 6-year period or whatever. At the bottom of the screen, it like actually gives what the sources are, like the reports from the CDC and I think it was the FDA.
This is the one that's compared to the COVID vax, right?
Yeah, it's compared to the COVID vax. It's compared to pretty much like the flu vaccine. God, I'm trying to find this. I'm on the guy's profile. You know what, Chris? You are on so many dicks that, yeah. You have no room to talk. God, this guy posts a lot of shit. Sorry, I'm still trying to find this one fucking screenshot.
The trouble with that is the information comes through Varus, yeah. Right? The vaccine adverse event reporting system.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
And so anybody can make a...
It says the sources are FDA, FAERS system, and CDC VAERS system.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. And it has drug adverse event comparison. It has ivermectin from all these other drugs and stuff. It has the time frame from January 1st, 96 to March 31st, 2021. And it has like ivermectin adverse events, 1,517 deaths were 44, boils down to 2 deaths a year. HCQ, like about 5,000 deaths, boiled down to 23 a year. Flu vaccines, and so on. Like even it has Tylenol at almost 60,000 in that time period and 730 deaths. But then it has the COVID vaccines at the bottom. And yeah, like you said, it actually, it might actually have the... I can't even tell what that says in the corner. Anyways, COVID vaccines, adverse events is 384,000 with 4,800 deaths since it in 6 months. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know offhand. I do know that there is a hell of a lot of adverse effects.
No, that is extremely low.
Yeah.
But I mean, the point, all the information we have right now comes through Varus because nobody is fucking doing an honest job reporting this, right?
Well, that one researcher that and that was on NPR, I don't know what, I can't remember what the systems, what it is over in Japan. I know you had to actually get the information, you had to like file almost like their
FOIA.
Their equivalent. Yeah.
Yeah, no. And like, but my point being, like, that's the only reasonable measure we have to go on if we want to talk about numbers right now. And then like the COVID cultists are like, well, anybody can fill out a Varus report. Like, yeah, but come on.
Yeah. I mean,
no, you're absolutely right, Joe. If they do an honest job, they will get canceled.
Yeah.
If it was any other vaccine in the world other than for the pretend pandemic, it would have been pulled by now.
Yep. Pretty much. I mean, their end game is Agenda 2030. Although I think that they, you know, the U.S. was the test bed for Agenda 21, which it failed miserably, like not even hitting like 5%, 5% of the actual goal. I really think that, you know, Australia and New Zealand seem to be turning into the test, the safe actual and, test bed for the...
It's safe and effective, you bunch of racists.
I think it's Australia that's... They're trying to line up to be the new world power. And, you know, what Biden... And what Dave said on the last episode about the possibility of them, like Biden pulling us out of Afghanistan just to refire the flames, that could be true. But the other I have a feeling sort of that it's just trying to cause more division in our country to the point where they really are trying to take America down out of the spotlight and move us more into not like a third world country or anything, but what I like to call like a second world country. You're not really a world power anymore. You're just sort of there. And I mean, I feel like that's what they're trying to do.
Guys, I'm going to have to cut this. My back is killing me.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't sit in a chair anymore.
I don't want to rant about this subject anymore.
Yeah. I'm sick of talking about it too. I just was driving around in my truck listening to the podcast and I'm like, damn it. I wish I could have joined in, but at the same time, I also was very happy that I wasn't. So, yeah. Anyway.
No, this old man had to do some work today, so I hurt my back on a...
Fuck you.
Says the youngest of us.
Says the youngest of us, yes.
Yeah. Not getting
into that. I'm gonna be a silver alert when my wife smothers me in my sleep and feeds my body to the hog farm down the road, so... In 6 months, so... Anyway, yeah, these old bones getting tired too. So, anyways, watch for our merch shop.
Please don't feel obligated to spend any money in it, but if you want to, it will be there.
It might help me actually get some consistent internet too. So,
yeah.
Or at least a mic that I can actually mute again.
John, the link's not up yet because the site's not built. So
yeah, it's just in the works. I'll send you the link anyways. Just because you're John, you're a badass. You covered for me. So I'll send you the link, but yeah, right now we only have the two things in it. I will work on getting the shopping cart fixed. So, but we are going to try to have some badass t-shirts in there, possibly patches, some stickers, coffee mugs, just cool ass shit. If you've ever seen us laugh at anything that we've said on this podcast, even if it's not funny for anybody else, it'll probably wind up on a shirt or something in that
shop. Which is very telling. Very telling about this podcast.
I will.
What do you call chicken strips in the club?
Chicken strippers. I will make those three dudes thigh highs for you, Amber. Like, I will get you your own set.
And then we will sell them also on the merch shop. So anybody who wants them.
Joe, we're trying. We're trying to get there. Unfortunately, I think we have to stream more than once every now and then, like once a week, because it keeps resetting my time streamed.
So wait, people can't subscribe?
Not yet. They could just follow us. We have to hit a certain threshold before people can subscribe.
Oh, fair enough.
No, we're not there yet.
And we better point out that starting next week, Alec. We are going to probably switch over to Friday nights, right around the same time frame.
Yep.
We're going to try it at least. Who knows if it'll work. If not, then we'll be back here on Saturdays. But just because of scheduling.
Yeah, we've got the viewers. It's the time. We have to get the hours in. That's the only thing we're working on.
Amber wants to just stream my tiny nipples.
We can do it. Like, I'll run an hour long stream of Alex's tiny nipples.
I mean, we should make it a video so I can like flick them once in a while.
Give like, a little
melt an ice cube on it.
Just give them a little pinch.
Damn it, Alec. You just need to like stand in front of your camera and just make like a 30-second video. We'll just loop it and run it for like 2 hours straight.
I like the ice cube idea. I'm kind of excited now.
We will. That'll be our Christmas episode since we usually take that week off.
Merry Christmas, listeners.
The only fans canceled us. Sorry, Amber.
Good night, Joe.
Only fans canceled us. They got sick of watching Dave cry naked in the shower. Too many complaints about that.
It's just sad.
And
I actually lost money. It's weird. They sent me a bill at the end of every month. They're like, hey.
And me standing there making sandwiches turns out was not a hit either. So
you can have it for free.
Anyway. Shall we call it, guys?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Please, for the love of God.
Thank you, everybody that's been sitting there through this whole ordeal.
This painful episode.
Be sure to follow us on all social media except Fuck Zuckerberg and Facebook, even though we're on Instagram. Go figure. Anyways, but otherwise, MeWe... that's all listed on our website, thosethreedudespodcast.com. You can see all of our social links. You can see all the podcatchers that we're on, which is pretty much all of them. So, join our supporting member group for the low, low price of $12 a year. And you will help support us. Yeah, and then check out the merch shop when we get that set up. And otherwise, I got nothing.
I'm out.
Okay, keep your powder dry.